Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who, like Julie Chen, is ready to
let it rip.
Yeah, let's go. I'm Rob Cesternino. Everybody, welcome back to Thursday night, which maybe we might be blanketing here during this episode as we asked for a HOH competition on a Thursday night, but stumbled from the multiverse into the darkest timeline here tonight as we have our new HOH. And it is the daddy who sat thrice on the block is now in the HOH room for the second time and here with reactions to everything tonight. Back with us, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I guess I'm ready for daddy.
Tiny Vito came home to daddy.
Yeah.
More than just the tiny Vito at this point. I don't know. It's.
Yep. Yep. There he is. He's here. Okay. Back with us. Excited to have Mari Forth. Mari, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready to speculate. At least we have an HOH to speculate on, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I refuse to call Cameron daddy, though, so I'm just putting that out there right here and right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then...
None of that.
All right. Well, and let's check in. Kirsten, how are you?
Not good, Rob. It started with, he said thrice and daddy in one sentence.
Yep.
Then there was the fart competition, of course, the night that I have to be on.
I'm
and
sorry.
Then he won the HOH. So, you know, not good, but this is Big Brother.
Yep.
I don't get what I want in Big Brother, so I'm just going to have to try and deal with it.
Okay. All right. Well, we will process and work through everything that we know here at this hour. Taryn, did the feeds come back up after the competition, or are they going to be after the West Coast?
So far, they have not come back up, which is very disappointing.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep you posted if there's any updates to speak of here tonight. But yeah, so we got our first non-completely unanimous vote of the season as two votes went the other way. One of those two people blindsided tonight ends up winning the HOH. Red goes out of the house, gave Julie Chen Moonves absolutely nothing here in the exit interview. A great departure from when Heissem came out and was so much fun in the exit interview with Julie. Again, she's going to do an extended interview with him tomorrow. I don't think we need it. I think we got everything with Red.
I think he was shocked. I mean, he was still... Like, that was a man struggling to hold everything in and together. Like, he was on the verge of, like, a full-on breakdown, like, tears-wise.
Let's see it. Come on.
That man was evicted in overalls with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah.
Listen,
it's not worse than no shoes, but it's not good.
Yeah.
Brian Scally said it best when we said free the nipple. We didn't mean that nipple.
Yeah.
Wrong that nipple. Tonight.
Yeah. The sad thing is he would have really loved Name That Toot.
I'm sure.
Yeah. He would have
rest
loved
in
it.
Peace, Red. You would have loved Name That Toot.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and we had a red and a blue in the house, and it was all leading up to Name That Toot here tonight as a competition to name the colored farts determined the next round of the high stakes game that we have dedicated 3 months of our life to. Okay, so we'll talk about all that and more. Get your questions in tonight. I think we could take some questions later on in the show. But Taryn, could you give us the quick synopsis? What's your forecast here for a Cameron HOH? How bad is it for some of the fan favorites?
It could be anything. I mean, it really, anything that Cam was planning to do doesn't really matter because he just got blindsided by that vote and he's going to be looking for answers. Or no, what am I talking about? He's going to know what the answers are. And whatever he comes up with is going to be his new plan. And it could be a number of things. But we know that the only reason he didn't strike at the core of the former professors, now known as Legend 25 Alliance, It's because of Red. Red said, no, I trust Ciri. Don't do this. I want to keep the alliance together. And Cam said, all right. And now Red has taken the fall for that idea. And now Cam is free to do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, there's a lot of information circulating around that could very easily get to Cam and point him in a particular direction. So a number of things could happen, including an exact repeat of what happened in his first HOH, where he nominates Jag. Jag doesn't say anything about the alliance and then gets voted out unanimously. That is also a very foreseeable outcome.
Yeah. Is it also possible that people go to Cameron and say, it was Corey in America. They talked us into it. You know how much power they have in this house?
Yeah.
Taryn, correct me if I'm wrong. When he thought that Jag was going, his thoughts on Noms was America in blue with a Corey backdoor?
He was talking to Legend 25. Okay. And their plan, the stick to the plan, was America, Corey, Jag would have been gone. American Blue would have been the Noms. But he had expressed that he doesn't feel like America's really worth targeting. It also depends on who he was talking to. Like, to Legend 25, he was saying that, but he obviously wasn't really in with Legend 25 at that point. He was talking to, like, Jared and Matt about certain things, but they also just blindsided him. Jared did warn Cameron that Felicia was trying to flip the vote. Mm-hmm. So they might be trying to point him at Felicia. They're definitely going to try and point him at America. They're going to try and point him back at Jag. It could go so many different ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it could flip a million times. It flipped 9 times alone just Saturday this week, right? So
yeah.
Who knows?
Well, speaking of the flipping, that there was some talk today about the flipping of the house. Taryn, could you talk a little bit about Steak Gate and Quesadilla Gate?
Rob, I'm upset about this.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing this up to me? Because Julie was like, oh, guys, up until the last minute, they were discussing this vote. We're going to get our first non-unanimous vote this season. It's going to be a blindside. She was teasing me just like the players teased me. Just like how this morning Mimi woke up fresh from a night of quesadillas, steaks, and pranks from Jag and Matt. And she said, Jag's got to go. He's too close to Matt. They're going to pull in Corey in America. They're going to pull in Cam. They're going to make a whole alliance. Jag's got to go. She convinced Felicia. And then Ciri and Izzy were like, no, Jag doesn't have to go. In fact, how dare you suggest such a thing? We're going to blindside you, Felicia and Mimi. We're going to make it a 6-4 vote. We're going to make it real fun. We're going to make blindside half the house. And it was still looking like that when the feeds went out. And we knew that there was a very good chance that they'd tell them before the vote. And then they did. And it was 8-2. And Julie was like, oh, it's not unanimous. It's a blindside. And I was like, not
was
the progress. One I wanted, though.
Yeah.
Progress. Was promised.
Yes.
Because, like, imagine they go to do, like, the 6-4 situation. And one person flips and suddenly we've got a 5-5 and it's a tie. And Jared gets to break. Like, that's what I wanted. I was like, these people are just cracked enough that we could accidentally end up in a tie if things just go exactly right. But of course, they did not go exactly.
Yeah. And did you guys see it? That somebody pointed out in the chat, and I had to rewind it on my DVR. Did y'all see Corey's mouth? Like,
with the mustache?
No, we'll talk about the mustache.
Don't call it a mustache.
We will talk about that facial hair situation. But no, in his voting booth, he goes to vote and you can hear him say Red, but his mouth looked like it says Jag. Taryn, what's going on?
I was looking into this before we started the show because there's a conspiracy theory that is floating around.
I don't know.
That Corey actually voted for Jag to leave. But the audio sounded like Red. We have a dress situation.
But like, what is the purpose of production conspiring to lie about Corey's vote so that it's an 8-2 instead of a 7-3. Like, I think we all, you know,
can we get the clip? Can we?
Yeah, okay, let me see. Yeah, let me see what I can see. Okay, do you have it? Is it on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, it's on Twitter. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's bring it in. Okay.
I'll direct.
Okay. All right.
There. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's
see. Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict Red.
Thank you.
Now play it without the audio.
Okay. Is Matt here to be able to help us out with the lip read? Okay. All right.
I feel like the mouth movements to say Red versus Jag are not that different.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
That's what I said. We need to take a break and go outside to us? And touch.
It's not we bad. Used to be normal.
I did it on my own DVR.
Yeah.
I did it
What's
on my
happening
own
here?
DVR. The same thing happened.
Shut it down.
Guys, you just need to take a small break from the podcast and go outside and
all right,
talk.
Sam, take this off.
Please.
Take
I'm
this
begging
off.
Everybody to go outside.
Are we not looking at the same thing? Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it, but
I think his
weird.
Mustache messed it up. Yeah, Brooke is right. Yeah. Yeah.
That does not qualify as a mustache. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Brooke true. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. I think we went too far down the rabbit hole.
Yanni.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was a little early for the Red Jag conspiracy. That's for the end of the podcast.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care what the vote actually is. I just think that's like really weird that his mouth does not match the word.
Mari, say Red and say
Red.
Jag. Your mouth is just the same thing almost.
Red. Jag. Nope.
You're switching it on purpose.
I'm not. So you're telling me that it looked exact like what he was saying looked on par with his lips. It did not.
I think if you have a tinfoil hat on and you want
say it
to
with,
believe.
Say it with, yeah. a, with a half Corey smirk. Because I think that makes a difference.
Yeah. What am I saying? Am I saying Red or Jag?
Say I vote yeah. to evict Look, Red, and then say I vote to evict Jag.
Rob's like, guys, come on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. According to Zach Wurtenberg, he says that Corey grew up with a speech impediment. He's bad at saying R's. Okay.
Okay.
According to Zach Wurtenberg, I'm all for the conspiracy theories. I just don't know why this one just doesn't make any sense. Of there's no why there.
I'm just saying. I heard red. So I believe he voted for Red. So I was just wondering what his mouth was doing though.
Mm-hmm. I think this must have been started by people who in my stream bet that it was going to be a 7-3 vote, and they're just looking for justice.
Yes.
What's
the payout?
Doesn't matter.
7-3. Seem crazy here. Yeah. Like, did we all not just see his mouth not add up to the word he said?
I don't think you're crazy. Whatever. I think that we all need to take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Should we talk a little bit about the events leading up to Red ultimately going home? We got to see a little bit about Red's the reuniting of Legend 25, of getting everybody back together in one room. And then they start to think, wow, I guess Jared and Cam could get back together. We brought the Alliance back together.
Red and Cam, yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where they were like, wait, we don't want that to actually happen, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was always going to happen. Jared was so convinced. He was like literally 24 hours before the segment where he's talking to Red and he's like, oh, they're going to get back together. He was like, Corey, listen to me. I know these things. You don't understand. They will never get back together. The things they said, they can't come back from that. It got way too personal. You don't understand people like I do. You weren't there. It's never happening. 24 hours later. Okay. So Corey, I think Red and Cam might get back together. So we're going to have to vote Red out. And so you'd be okay with that, right? Because I mean, I'm just explaining to you that I had a conversation with Red and I got the read that he was going to get back together with Cam. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's the thing about men, that they just get back together very easily.
Yeah, that's what Mimi said, and I believed her. And we've been saying it all week.
Yeah.
You know?
She's not quoting anybody with that quote, right?
Oh, I hope not.
Okay.
Probably like Chelsea Handler.
Okay. So yeah, this is a chance that Red and Cameron could get back together. Although I guess they never did.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They had a conversation today. Well, I say conversation. Cam talked at Red today and he was like, I've given you your space, but I hope we can have a conversation at some point.
Well, yeah, you know,
Red did not respond.
Found out at the end that Cam voted to keep him. So I'm sure that we'll be seeing lots of shotguns tagged hashtag chillers in the couple and months from now.
Cam and Red will get to have many, many conversations during next summer on the Cam and Red Big Brother podcast.
Do not speak it into existence. Take it back.
The chillers.
After the breakup, Cam was like, we had planned on podcasting together.
Oh man.
We had all these plans. And now what's going to happen?
Okay.
Take it back. I beg. Take it back.
Okay. All right. So that was going on and we were dealing with the vote. There was a lot of talk about, okay, well, maybe we need to end up to avoid Cameron and Red getting back together. This can't be as bad as Jag staying. I mean, it didn't really seem like there was anything about that. It was a positive for Jag to stay. It was just only a bad thing if Red and Cameron could get back together.
Yeah, that's
what they showed on the show. We do know for a good portion of the week, they were afraid of Jack. The reason why Jack went on the block was because he had so many people behind him. But I think Serena and them felt like they could control Jack more than they could control Red and Cam.
Yeah.
And not a good call.
Kirsten, did you have any thoughts about Red's birthday party?
I think that we should have more Big Brother strategy happening with tiny party hats. Mm-hmm. That brought me a lot of joy personally. I think, you know, people love their birthdays or hate their birthdays. And it seemed like they were trying to make him like his birthday. And that might have backfired.
Yeah. Look, he got a birthday in the house.
I mean, at a certain point, like, I feel like birthdays aren't as important. Like he's knocking on 40's door. Like I feel like there's not really significant birthdays.
How dare you?
Other than like the, I guess 40 will be significant, but like most birthdays don't matter that much anymore after you're like hit the big ones, you know? Does that make sense?
They matter more and more the older you get.
It's what you make of it, Kirsten.
It's even greater a blessing that you have survived another year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, like, Red's birthday is going to be forgotten. This will not be a Big Brother Pantheon canon event. We will forget about this.
They did do him a solid with the birthday. They all got up very early to work on this breakfast.
Made me an exquisite breakfast with all the accoutrements.
All the accoutrements.
Oh, my God. I did not catch that on the first collab. You did not need to pull that, Rob.
Is this Jeff's new? Is Jeff gonna steal this? Is this gonna be his new catchphrase for Survivor?
I need nobody to say that.
What's Survivor Jeff? Like the spiritual Jeff that comes and gives him catchphrases because
Survivor Man. Yeah, Survivor Guy. Yeah,
Survivor Man's gonna come to him and say, "Here's your next one. It's a coochie man."
Mm-hmm. Survivor guy is going to go up to Red and say, sorry for you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for you. Yeah. Okay. So we got an AmeriCorps segment. AmeriCorps is getting more and more attention on the show. Okay. Kirsten, what do you think about America talking about how, okay, Corey is this boyfriend lump of clay that she is going to mold to be the guy that she wants him to be?
I think that if America were not in the Big Brother house, she wouldn't be wanting to take on a project. Like, I don't think any woman is like, you know what sounds great to me? A project. I want that on top of everything else, you know?
Why? So I saw the movie He's All That.
Oh, God.
And I'm sorry for you. Okay. but I really like America. I really like Corey. I'm glad that there are not like full blown.
Wow.
Exactly. Showmance, because I think that that would be less endearing. So I'm happy with where they're at. I do think if you're going to experiment with facial hair, I think you need to get, you can't do it in the Big Brother house unless you're like one of those people that can grow a full beard like that, you know?
And like Red.
I feel like a lot of people can't do that, you know?
Yeah. And there's
nothing wrong with that. I just think maybe if you want to experiment with a mustache, you have to let it get to the full mustache phase before you enter the Big Brother house. That would just be my advice to future contestants.
Yeah, it's like, you know, everybody goes through like struggle hair period, struggle, you know, the struggle beard is real. Good luck to Corey, I guess, in growing it out. But honestly, I can't believe America is making him hold on to that. Just, I think, oh, his mom does not like it. Shout out to
She hates it. It just looks crusty right now because he's so young and it's so fresh and new. Like in a couple of years, I do think that Corey will look really good with a full mustache. I think that that look will work for him. He's just not there yet and it's okay. Like there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's not 12. Yeah.
Is this the point where, this is the point where he's supposed to like shave it off and it's supposed to come back thicker.
Yeah.
Is that true that it will come back thicker?
I think you got to let it grow. You got to let it get to a point. Then you shave it all off and then it is supposed to come back thicker. I think that's true.
I don't know. I think it's endearing. I think that, I mean, he's having fun with it. He called it the world's worst facial hair. It got the...
I've seen worse than that. Like, it's not the worst.
But he's embracing it. He's not walking around thinking he has, like, the best mustache.
Yeah,
I do think Corey's, like, a little cutie. Like, I'm not, like, trying to be a hater. I think I might be coming across that way. But I'm a Corey's horror, okay?
Maybe, is it too much bronzer that he's putting on that maybe if he was less bronzer, you could see the mustache better?
I actually think the bronzer is really working for him. I think that it is glow up what's been going on with Corey with the bronzer.
Okay,
it's
so
working.
The project is working.
The bronzer is an A+.
Okay.
The project overall is a success, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Taryn, but isn't this like classic Big Brother? People get bad haircuts, experiment with bad facial hair, they straighten Tyler's hair. Like, you're bored in the house.
Yeah, you're in your own little world. Like, it feels like you don't have the same kind of responsibility to, like, not experiment with things like that, where, like, you'd be seeing the same people again. Like, it feels like you're locked in this tiny little box. And you know that it's being broadcast, but like, I think it gets in their head that like, that's only on ceremonies. You know what I mean? Like, we only need to get nice and pretty for ceremonies. And so I feel like that really frees you up to experiment with things. And so, yeah, we get it all the time. And Corey also loves like throwing on the robe, throwing the little sash of the robe up on the head for the headband. You know, it just feels cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sorry, that robe makes him look younger than he actually is.
America hates the robe.
It makes him look like he's like in his mom's bathrobe. Like,
he can swoop it.
I mean, like, but like a bathrobe isn't supposed to be fitted.
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are those like one size fits all? I go get mine? Mine's huge. It's giant.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to get it right now. It's fine.
No, it's too hot up here. Like,
we're trying to help America.
Yeah. Now, also, did Corey officially call America girlfriend in the diary room?
He did.
Yeah.
He
did. She also said boyfriend.
Okay. So this is something.
Yeah.
Are Jared and Blue boyfriend and girlfriend?
Rob.
Nobody's boyfriend and girlfriend. I think they made them say that in the
video. I think that Jared probably likes to avoid labels.
His person. He likes to say my person. Yeah. Yeah.
The situation, for sure.
Situation, person. Those are the words that Jared ends up using. Okay. All right, it looked like that for Jag it was bad, but then it turned around and we got to eviction night and we got to our speeches. Tarrant, did Red know he was going home or was his suspicion raised? Was he on red alert?
So part of the beauty of this morning is that that they have been pushing him to be anti-Felicia for so long that when Felicia and Mimi started trying to flip the vote to keep Red, Red got suspicious that Felicia was trying to flip the vote, but he thought he was already staying. So he thought she was flipping the vote against him when in reality she was flipping the vote for him. And so Suri and Izzy, who were annoyed at Felicia for trying to flip the vote for him, complained to Red about how Felicia was trying to flip the vote. Mm-hmm. And Red was like, oh, that darn Felicia. She's trying to get me evicted when she was actually trying to save him. And so he thought that there was something going on, but he thought that it was under control. And what he said to Bowie is that I'm going to keep my speech short and sweet. But if I get evicted, I'm calling Felicia out. I'm going to call her out right in front of everyone.
You should have.
Tell everyone not to trust her. And it would have been hilarious if he had done that when she was the one trying to vote to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He didn't do anything. He said, love y'all or something.
Yeah, love all you
humans.
It was
the anti-cornbread.
Yeah.
He gave us nothing.
Nothing.
Cornbread.
Yes. Red was a dud. One of the duddiest duds who ever walked into that house.
Yes.
He gave us nothing. Not one thing. He said,
in the turlet.
And that was it.
Turlet.
Kristen, gave us turlet.
Yeah. Can you give us one moment from Red this season?
When he made the joke last night
about the hippo and a zippo.
When he broke up with Cameron in the hot tub. When he wanted to leave because he was worried his girlfriend would break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
When he called America fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that wasn't even on the show.
None of that was on the show. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, if you expect me to know the moments that were on the show, like come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he gave us this one.
I'm shaking like a chihuahua stuck in an electric fence.
Yeah.
That was important.
What?
Okay. All right.
What are these?
That they ultimately they gave the speeches. Jag ends up. He did reference the quesadilla.
Mimi will kill me if I don't make her that steak that I promised.
Okay.
That almost got him evicted, and he didn't even know.
You can't mess with people's food. You know, I feel like honestly, that should be the number one rule of life. You know.
Well, honestly, when you have roommates, yeah.
I'm sorry. I am that petty, just like Mimi. Like, there is nothing worse than going like your whole day, going your whole night. You're like, I can't wait to eat whatever that is that I have in the fridge. And then you get to it and it's gone. I live with a brother who eats any and everything. It scarred me. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I would have voted him out too for it. I'm not going to lie.
And like, that quesadilla didn't even look very good. So imagine getting voted out over that quesadilla of all things. Like, that's brutal. But I think we've probably all had roommates at times that ate our food you just like fume about it because you're like, it was just leftovers. It's not actually that big of a deal. I probably shouldn't start a real fight over this.
Yeah.
Then in the back of your mind, you're like, and remember that time when you ate all of my salsa and I had none left?
But I guess this is a bad party foul. If you're on the block and it's the day of the vote, you shouldn't eat your roommate's food.
Right. And did they know it was her steak? Did they like know it was her steak?
They were pranking her because she was upset that her steak was gone. She was trying to hide it and they were playing pranks on her. They were having fun being goofy, Matt and
the prank was we're going to eat her food?
That is not a funny prank.
That is not funny.
Mm-hmm. Also, but like most pranks are not funny.
Yeah.
I second that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Mari. If my food is gone, I whip out the red bandana, I stand up and I say, welcome to my funeral because you're all dead to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is too much fiends talk, but and didn't Mimi like throw away like the rotten pineapple or something, like Riley's pineapple? Was that still was that a thing? Was that true? I thought I saw somebody say that.
Riley's promised pineapple.
Yeah, Riley's rotten pineapple. Is that an alliance that Matt's in?
I think so.
Next week, yeah. Rob. Next week.
They did it in the episode. They showed it in the episode like weeks ago, how like Riley and Jag and Matt had like made this like little pineapple person. And I saw like an update. Maybe people were just messing around on Twitter, but like that Nicole had thrown the pineapple away because it was like rotting and attracting flies. I was like, why would they still have that pineapple? Oh, I hope that's not true.
Reggie the pineapple, is that
Reggie
true?
Reggie the pineapple. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Red, he gets evicted. Cameron and Bowie Jane are the only people that vote to evict Jag by a vote of two. Red is evicted. He goes out and goes to go with Julie. That they were lingering on Bowie Jane in the house for a long time. I think they thought that maybe she was going to say something, but as you per usual, we got nothing.
What? Bowie gave us more than Red did. Bowie reacted more strongly than Red did. And I'm going to put my flag right down in the ground and say that Bowie is definitely better casting than Red.
I mean,
the bar is in hell.
Nobody is.
I'm really over here. Listen, like, it's close,
you know,
like real, real close.
Yeah. You know, at least we get, you know, good, things to meme out of Bowie Jane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. That's okay. True.
All right. So Julie sits down with Red. Red sits down with Julie. I think Red wanted to hug Julie, and she just was like, okay, see, that's your seat over there. Just sit down over there. Okay. And then what do you think happened? He talks about Felicia had something to do with it. There was some funny business going on. Can't get much past Red. And he feels most betrayed by Cam, his best friend.
Shouldn't be any surprise. I feel most betrayed by Cam, one of the two votes to keep me.
Yeah. And Julie, I feel like she doesn't always do this. She's like, yeah, well, he voted to keep you. So
she should have gone so much further. She was like, why did you believe? Just believe it instead of asking Cam. She should have been like, he didn't throw you under the bus, by the way.
Nothing hurts Julie more than bros that can't stick together, you know?
Maybe, that might be it.
Could be a topic on God 101 this week.
She was not feeling
right. Just wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be about friendship.
She said, all right, well, why didn't you ask Cameron about what was going on? He's like, well, a lot of the things, it seemed like his mannerisms, and he was too irritated. He didn't want to act emotionally, so... That's why he couldn't talk to him.
How could you act emotionally? That would just be, that'd be terrible if you acted emotionally. It's awful.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, didn't Red say something like, oh, when I get upset with people, I just can't even talk to them anymore and I just ice them out?
Yeah, he said I was hot and cold or something.
It's giving cancer energy, but we know that's not his sign.
Yeah,
it's so
he can't
weird.
Even. All right. Okay, Red, hey, we got some big news for you because there is a secret relationship in the house. And Tyrone's like, yeah, I knew it. Yeah, I bet there's a bunch. I'm like, no, not really.
There's probably several.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how Julie can present this the same way every time, knowing how poorly it flops. Like, present it a different way, please.
I liked it.
Ask him, who did you trust in the house the most? He would have said, Suri. Suri was my person. Mm-hmm. I trusted her more than anything. What would you say if I told you that Suri had a secret?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? What was Suri's secret? Well, she had a son in the house. It's Jared. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Instead,
that makes
less
sense than wiping before you poop.
Who do you think are the secret relationships in the house, Red?
Probably... Izzy, Felicia, Jared, Felicia.
Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington and Felicia.
Yeah, probably Izzy. Izzy, Jared, Felicia. What is that relationship? Are they all like, they live on the same block?
I do think he was a little, he was super shell-shocked from being evicted. I don't think that he necessarily knew what Julie was saying. I think he just thought she was talking about like secret alliances because it wasn't set up well. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was shell-shocked. She didn't broach it properly. So then he's like, okay, well, who has alliances? Probably these people. And then his answer at least makes a little bit more sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
That makes sense.
Not a single person has interpreted the question correctly, which is why I am dumbfounded as to how Julie has not changed the wording.
Let Julie cook. No notes for Julie.
That's some good production there, Taryn. Mm-hmm. Somebody clip what Taryn just did and send it to Julie.
All right. And so they tell Red, okay, actually, Jared is Ceri's son. How about that?
That's awesome.
Okay. Is it?
He did look shocked, though. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this soundbite doesn't capture the absolute pain. It was like, you know, the meme of the old guy with the pained face? Like that was but with the crying, you know, the crying pain face.
Yeah.
He's like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Just open the mouth a little bit and then you've got it like dead on. That was a very good facial impression. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So we have to talk about our HOH competition because we were all so excited that finally, for the first time in over a month of Big Brother, what is it, Taryn? Day 36?
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday is day 37 today.
Day 37. Yeah. So for the first time all season, we're going to get an HOH competition that is going to play out on the Thursday episode as God intended for us to have an HOH on a Thursday night. And here we go. Get ready for Name That Toot.
Okay.
And in this competition, we are going to watch clips of our beloved Big Brother 25 cast farting multicolored clouds and have to memorize the order in which the house guests would
let it rip.
Listen, we've been talking for weeks about the dietary needs of these house guests, and we got to give them more fiber. I think that if they had more fiber, none of this would have happened.
Is that why they made them all have nots this week?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of like scheduling weirdness that we can talk through, but it is Humiliverse week, Mari, that there will be Humiliverse consequences going on all week.
Yeah. Weren't we just in the Humiliverse? Wasn't that like...
It seems like every week is the Humiliverse.
That's what it means to watch Big Brother 25. We're all in the Humiliverse.
We're all in the Humiliverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now everybody's have-nots. And that's kind of not cool. But I think there were no have-nots last week, right? They're like, they're a break on have-nots. So it's just funny to me because they're like, everybody's a have-not except for Cam. And then Cam kind of like hangs his head. It's like, nobody's cooking for you, Cam. Big Brother just gave the okay for nobody to cook for Cam on his HOH.
That might be the way to stay in the house this week, to cook for Cam.
We got a lot of unusual clips put together. It seems like clouds of gas were coming from like all sorts of different directions in the photoshops.
This is literally like when I was like in middle school. the boys in my school, when they learned how to edit videos, would make clips like this where they thought it was the funniest thing they've ever done.
Yeah. Well, that's why nobody can ever see our legs on these podcasts. So that's the good thing. Nobody can re-edit any of these and put fart clouds on us.
I mean, but here's the thing. They could just have it coming from any direction of the
Impossible.
Screen. And it would
you
be
wouldn't
the
be able to do it. It can't be done, Kirsten. It cannot be done.
Do it
There's
to
no
Rob,
possible
please.
Way.
Don't do it to me.
I would very much like to be excluded
Why
from
are you
this
baiting
narrative.
These people?
I will say there is something to me that elevated this from just a mere fart montage.
Yes.
To maybe high art.
Art montage.
And watch it, Rob. That to me was the little box in the corner showing the contestants' faces as they did not react at all. Mm-hmm. No laughing, completely straight-faced, because they're focused on the competition. And so this thing that's supposed to be playing for laughs that is, you know, quite out there, is getting absolutely nothing from the people who are watching it. Mm-hmm. Like Bowie is the only one that gave them a giggle.
And look everybody how it else impacted is just like, her performance in the competition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. as this plays out, and it's just like the worst possible response, especially to something that is this out there, that is this daring. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why there's laugh tracks that exist, right? Like, it was ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Okay, but imagine that competition with a laugh track. It would be so stupid.
So bad.
Like more stupid than it is already.
Than it is, yeah.
So I know from this week's slop with Scally that at least one of the Felicia clips where she's running into the house actually, I don't think they needed to do the special effects on that based off of that clip.
I mean, it wasn't actually a colorful cloud.
Not sure.
If they were sound effects, sure, they wouldn't have needed anything. Yes.
No, I think if you flash back, you'll see the cloud. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And we got the Riley and Felicia today clip in there. I love when I saw that was
inspired. So yeah, you know, now that we talk it through, there was actually a couple of good moments. Blue and Jared in the bed when, you know, and Jared calls her out and wants to know if she did fart because
I mean, Jared must be spiraling after this competition. All of these women have flatulence.
That's low key Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, what happens when you get ick overload? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So the competition is going along. Everybody gets the first couple right. But then we have basically on one of them that almost everybody goes out. And we get down to Izzy and Corey and Cam. Okay. We come down to true or false. There were the red clouds immediately followed by yellow. And Corey and Izzy, they both said one thing. And Cameron, I think, said false. I'm like, all right, well, if Corey and Izzy are both saying the same thing, I feel good that they've got it right. But no, Cameron is the new HOH.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the actual response, which was like golf claps.
Yeah, it was like when he won the veto.
Devastated faces.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job of catching everybody's like reactions to that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Because that's the thing. None of us know what to do. And I feel like I'm seeing a lot of sentiment now online of people starting to turn around being like, Cameron's an underdog. I'm rooting for Cameron now because he's an underdog. And I'd like to take this moment to remind everybody who's so excited that Cam is an underdog, that he's also a certified creep, weirdo, and misogynist.
What are there, five people? I didn't see one person saying they were excited that Cam won the HOH.
I
think people are excited. I didn't see people saying they were rooting for Cam, but I think I saw people that were excited that he won.
Listen, it's out there. I saw people saying he's my rooting interest now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, not good. I'm not okay with that being the turning tide of BB Twitter. It's not okay.
Yeah, like it's really giving me BB Can 11 flashbacks, and I do not want.
Remind me about BB Can 11, Mari. What part of BB Can 11?
With Ty being like the consensus like house target from like week four, okay. And then he just comp beasted his way to the end basically and won.
I mean, there's still a very long way to go in terms of what's going to be going on. But yeah, I can see like why people might not be a Cameron fan, but might be like, all right, well, at least it's not going to be, you know, the foregone conclusion week that we expected. So I think if you're Team Chaos, that I can see why you might be okay with this outcome, even if you're not rooting for Cameron to win the game.
Yeah. It's also easier to win out in BB Can because that's of how true. The veto works, because the HOH doesn't plan the veto.
I'm just saying, he's a creep and a weirdo, and nobody should be rooting for him. Yeah. He's horrible.
And I, you know, there was celebration like this the last time he won. I'm like, oh yes, now everything's gonna change. It's gonna be so different now. And what happened? It did it. So I mean, knock on wood. Yeah. I don't know what this week will bring, but My fave is pretty good at getting out of slippery spots. I don't know about y'all.
I'm not worried about her.
Right. Right. And you get to see maybe he's going to screw up his HOH and have another wasted HOH week before ultimately going out of the game. So
yeah. Wanted him to go pre-jury. There's one statement I've made proudly on this podcast this season is that Cameron Singh is being the worst. And I just don't like seeing him on the feeds or on my screen.
Yeah.
We have officially another week of competitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If only he was the worst at competitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. Mm-hmm. And I mean, thrice he was on the block that they could have voted him out. Who was he up against on the block?
It was only twice.
Riley and Heisam.
Okay. And then he made it to Thursday against both of them.
Yeah.
And got zero votes.
Look, that blame the people in the House. They could have kept Heisam
too. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, people are calling it Heisam's karma. I'm like, chill, y'all. Mm-hmm. Chill.
I assure you.
Cam still has not done anything.
Yeah. Heisam's karma.
Oh, the irony, Big Brother.
Yeah.
The karma of what? Him playing Big Brother and getting voted out? It's y'all, chill. Chill.
Okay. All right. So we got a little bit of some insight into the week. It's Humiliverse week in the Big Brother house. Okay. So some interesting programming notes. Now, we got our HOH competition here on a Thursday. Taryn, they almost never have an episode of Big Brother without a competition on a Sunday. Do we think that there could be some kind of competition that happens in the next 24, 48 hours that'll be in the Sunday episode?
Julie did say that there were going to be Humiliverse competitions. That could just mean the veto is Humiliverse themed, but it's going to be Buddy Games themed. And
yeah,
I don't know if that's supposed to be humiliating.
Oh,
but
it will be. It will be.
I'm sure it will, but is that supposed to be the brand?
Yeah. Wednesday it's night. Yes,
it's already humiliating for Josh Duhamel. So, I mean, like.
No, so I've been doing a lot of Buddy Games research to get ready to podcast about it. Jenny Autumn and I are going to be ready with your Buddy Games coverage coming next week. So,
Isom, he was ahead of the game.
Find a buddy.
Yes.
Find a buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Wednesday night is going to be a 2-hour episode of Big Brother, which I guess is going to be some kind of extended commercial for Buddy Games. I'm imagining that not only will people win the veto, Taryn, do we think it could be some kind of like the Yankee swap veto this week?
I mean, you've done the research on Buddy Games. I have a theory.
Yeah.
It's Buddy Game themed. Yeah. Josh Duhamel's buddy for Humiliverse week
is who?
Singbot, baby.
No, I don't think so. Too early. Anyway, so that I think that people are going to get to watch the first episode of Buddy Games and talk about how hilarious it is. I think that might be.
But you think we're going to see the whole thing?
No, we're going to see people reacting to
the winner gets the Buddy Games watch party.
Yeah, some kind of Buddy Games. Just that to tell you a little bit about like what Buddy Games is, that Josh Duhamel and his real life buddies have for 20 years been having it's sort of like the bro Olympics, and they do it every single summer, and they have since they were in college. Josh Duhamel has produced not one but two movies about the Buddy Games concept, which then he licensed to CBS. It's about the idea is like you are like competing with your longtime friends in summer game competitions, like getting hit in the Tendy Wendy's with a paintball gun and trying to not have a big reaction.
Okay, so it is Humiliverse.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hold on. I didn't realize there was real life lore to this.
Yeah, yes. I'm looking it up right now.
I'm not lying.
That movie.
Two Buddy Games movies.
Oh, two games called Buddy Games. Oh, okay.
You know, this makes a lot of sense because I had a crush on Josh Duhamel when I was younger. And Ted Hamilton. Sense that there's something really embarrassing about him. So, adds up.
Yeah. And so I believe Buddy Games is going to be on Thursday nights on CBS starting next week. And so I think that we're going to have some kind of like Buddy Games competition. Josh Duhamel is coming to the house. Boy, is this the first time we got a, I mean, what was it in Big Brother 23, Taryn? They had a competition. It was like late in the game also that it was like some sort of new like NCIS or CSI was coming. Do you remember like this?
Final Five, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I remember Scorpion was launching on on Scorpion. CBS. Remember that?
Can't forget MacGyver.
MacGyver. Mm-hmm.
I remember when they did Bros on here, and that
was only was that only last summer, or
that had to have been last summer?
It was only a year ago.
Yeah.
Did they do Dear Evan Hansen?
Dear Evan Hansen, that was BB23.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's
unfortunate. Yeah. So
at some point we're gonna have to do a draft of Big Brother sponsored shows and movies.
Yep. So that's what's coming 2 hours on Wednesday to talk about Buddy Games. And then on Thursday, Julie also said there is going to be a special announcement regarding the jury. Do we have any speculation about what this could be? Yes, Mari?
Here. Seven-person jury is back.
Maybe
Cam won't make it to jury.
Can we light some candles? Can we start a prayer circle? Like, please.
Yeah.
It would be kind of wild on a 17-person cast.
Exactly.
To only have a seven-person jury.
And what about it?
To be quite honest. But because that feels like too many people out before the jury.
Is there any reason why it would be, I guess, easier for production because that then they wouldn't have to watch all these people for another 2 weeks? Like, we could like Occam's razor this thing of like, okay, well, there would be like, it would be cheaper and easier to not have to have a jury house for two additional weeks.
That's true. Oh my God, there'd be that would be another 4 weeks of boots before we get to the jury phase. That feels wrong. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
For the players. Like I feel bad for the players.
I mean,
because
I mean, who says no on this seven person jury as opposed to a 9-person jury? I mean, that you're going to have like all of the people who are going to be popular are going to be making it towards the end in this big onion alliance. Ultimately, like you can maybe have people in the finale asking questions because you only have 7 people on the jury instead of 9.
I mean, I'm always in favor of a smaller jury.
Who says no? Kirsten, you in?
Production. I'm in. I said let's light some candles and start a prayer circle.
Let's do it.
Bam!
or a jury battle back announcement. That'd be great. I think there has, I've been saying all season, I think there has to be a jury battle back.
I see the chat is talking about maybe America, not the person, but the entity getting a vote potentially in this jury.
Could you imagine?
A little unfair.
If America was supposed to be on the jury going out in 11th place and then they replaced America with America's vote.
That'd be so bad.
I can't imagine.
Don't let us vote. Yeah. Don't do that.
Could you imagine Suri makes it to the final two and then also America gets a vote
Sheree doesn't need the help. She's fine.
It's like, just in case. We can't take any chances. we told the executives we're getting Sheree the win. Okay. Gotta be careful. Okay. All right.
What if they do the inverse and it's an 11-person jury?
Oh my God. We're bring
that,
back.
That means jury would start. No, that means it would start this week. Mm-hmm. That means whoever goes this week would be the first person.
Well, there's only 12 people left, right?
No, there's four. Is it 12? I thought it was 13 people left.
There were 13 and then Red left.
Ah, then Red left. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay, so 10 people plus America, the country. Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that's the announcement. You've made jury.
Yeah. That could be it. And thanks, I hate it. That's horrible.
All right. Let's start to incorporate some questions here from the chat as we go along. And let me then also just mention that our tickets are on sale for our first live event on the West Coast since 2020, as we're going to be at the Brea Improv for two nights, Wednesday, November 1st, and Thursday, November 2nd, back to back. We will be doing our Survivor show Wednesday night and our Big Brother show on Thursday night, November 2nd, the final week of Big Brother 25. Tickets are available. Go to robiswebsite.com/SurvivorLA or robiswebsite.com/BBLA for the Big Brother tickets. Okay. Should be a lot of fun coming up for our show in Los Angeles. Okay. Let's see if we got some questions. Okay. From our good friend, Sophie Brodinski. First off, she says, we have a new head of the Mojo Dojo Casa House. Okay. That is Cam. Okay. Not Ken. Yeah. Then instead of an HOH robe, should he get like the fur coat?
Don't give him anything special.
Okay. Nothing.
All right. Give that nothing. Special nothing. Okay. But Sophie also wants to know, is America or Jared in more danger? Is Jared in danger this week?
I don't think he is. I mean, ask Taryn, but I thought Jared did a good job of like kind of cleaning that up with him.
Mm-hmm. So Jared did set this up to be Felicia's fault.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that it will land. You know, like, again, theoretically anything can happen. The thing is, if this does... Because they will try. They will try to make it fall on Felicia. They'll try to make it fall on Jag. They'll try to make it fall on Matt. They'll try to make it fall on Corey in America. If it falls on Felicia, that's probably it for Felicia. If it falls on Jag and Matt, that's probably it for Jag and Matt. If it falls on Corey or America, they're going to spill everything. And that could change everything. And so many things could happen.
Okay. I mean, yeah. After all this, is there a group of people that would work with Cam? Like, actually?
I think Jag, if all the information comes out, I think Jag would work with Cam. Mm-hmm. I think that Matt would work with Cam because he already is fake working with Cam. I think Corey in America would plug their nose and work with Cam if they needed to. Not for long term. I mean, this is very much like a Frank situation, where it's like, you know, we just have to deal with it until we can get rid of them, because there are bigger fish to fry. And he's winning, but
yeah,
there are people who would be willing to short term work with him, I think.
Okay. All right. Big Cat wants to know, what are the chances Cam's evictee gets back in the house again due to Julie's jury announcement on Thursday? Mari, do you think that there's a chance that the announcement is that the person who is leaving is going into some sort of battle back?
With Cam's bad HOH look, that is quite possible. And it would be very hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not?
I love jury battle backs. I don't care. I love them. Okay. I do.
They're awful.
I do.
They're the worst.
I was perfectly fine with Victor coming back for third time or however many times it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it like breaks the game because they were like talking if they got a chance to talk, blah, 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 or they just get sent right back. But I like it. I feel like, I mean, for a brief second, you have the brief hope that they're going to change it. They're going to change the course of the game. They're going to do it. And then they don't, but you have that brief hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
remember how excited we were Friday night with Jag coming back in for 10 minutes?
That's because it was pre-jury.
Mm-hmm. Well, and imagine if this shakes out, Cameron targets Jag is voted out, and then Jag comes back in the house. You can't again. Get him. That
like
listen,
King Kaser.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Scott Ring has a question. Will anyone tell Cam he was the original target last week? Okay. So Cameron did go up on the block. He was the original target, but does anybody who knows that information, are they likely to tell him?
Touring America 100% will, if they're feeling pressure, that they might go up. I don't know that Felicia would if she's the target. I assumed Jag would last time he was targeted and he didn't. Mm-hmm. You would think he wouldn't just do the same thing he did last time and get evicted again and that he would say something, but this is Jag we're talking about, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we want to put a stake in the ground of who Cameron's nominees are going to be?
I'll put a double stake in the ground, I guess, because the move I think that the smart move that I think he would be willing to make if he's not missed it, if he's not, you know, controlled, would be Felicia and Izzy. Mm-hmm. Now, if he gets control, I think he'll do Jag and Blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Felicia on the block would be wild.
I would love to see it. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
It's too soon. I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. I just love her so much.
Yeah. Felicia and Izzy. Is that what you said, Mari?
Yep.
Okay. Boy. I mean.
Okay. I want Taryn to get some sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that won't happen if that's on what's happening on the block.
I can't believe that Suri is going to let that happen. Not on her watch.
I have a feeling it could end up being the Blue America noms mm-hmm. that have been discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how I feel in my heart.
If Matt and Jared have like a lot of sway with Cam, then that could be the noms.
Yeah.
Wow. They could push it. I do think that before America goes up, she spills all. And I don't know what that does to the noms.
Who knows what it could do, right? Like, I feel like Cameron is so set up to not believe what America tells him, especially if he thinks she's only saying it because she's in trouble, right? So, like, she could do everything right and he still might just not believe her because he has it out for her.
Okay.
Well, who knows?
All right. Yeah, one more question. Mr. Mike Bravo says, how will all these people on slop affect the game? Is there any way that we think that have-nots, slop, have-not room, could that affect anything?
Will they be too tired to do all this nonsense?
As somebody who had to specifically just watch the feed the day that everybody was tired and hungry and suffering from the effects of a full moon, this could be a crazy week, a wild week, should I say, with Cam being HOH and everybody being sleep deprived, hungry, and cold. We're in for a wild week. Yeah.
Okay. Taryn, you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens. Anything else from the Big Brother multiverse tonight? All right, well, we will tell you about what else is coming up before we pick things up on Friday. We've got a brand new Survivor 45 cast. Mike Bloom and I got together to react to the announcement of the Big Brother 45 cast. We will have our first tribe preview, which we spent a good chunk of today recording. That should be out on Friday for the first of our three tribe previews. Mike Bloom has extensive interviews with each of the 18 new Big Brother, Survivor players. I've crossed over in the multiverse. And you can hear them on Rob Has a Podcast. Okay. Then you could check out every single day. Chappelle and myself are getting together to talk about an episode of Suits on Suits Yourself. You can jump in anytime at suitspodcast.com. Then we've also got, Kirsten, what's going on? The Mess Magnets.
Sasha and I had a great episode this week. We talked about the Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner divorce. We talked about Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. We talked about the Jimmy Fallon expose
Stone
posted today.
Yes.
And we had a really fun anonymous too. So people should definitely check it out if they haven't already. We talk about pop culture, celeb gossip, trending topics every single week.
Okay. Yeah. What was the worst breakup? Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner or Cam and Red?
I personally was rooting for Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner a lot more than I've rooted for Cam and Red in the past. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then Mari, the telemarketers. I've heard amazing things about the telemarketers, Doc.
Yes, me and Sarah covered the telemarketers doc with a really like prominent documentary director. He directed the documentary Tickle, which is actually about competitive tickling. But anyways, it was
getting the tickle trunk.
I think I've seen the Riverdale episode about that.
So it was really. It was really fun because he broke down the documentary from a directing standpoint, and the telemarketers is a documentary that takes place over like 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Talking about the inside look at like telemarketing and how it's become like so persuasive in our society and how bad it is. Yeah. All those scams. Exactly. It was really fun. Mark, it's a really fun time.
Who has a better mustache, the telemarketers guy or Corey?
Oh, definitely the telemarketer guy. It was like this, and it stayed like that over like 15, 20 years. He kept that well moisturized. I don't know. He kept it. He did it really well.
It was on point. It was on point.
Yeah, go to crime scene, robinswebsite.com/crimefeet to to subscribe.
Yes. Okay. And then we're going to start calling people and tell them to listen to Crime Scene. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a scam. All right. And then, Taryn, you and I are going to get together on Friday for the BB Q&A. We'll take your questions, talk about what Cam is going to start looking to do with his nomination. So, patrons, you can call in and talk to us then if you want to jump on with us. robiswebsite.com/patron. You can also get all of the rest of our patron content for this week. We had the slop with Scally on Monday. Shannon talked to us on the recap, and Jacob Jones joined me on the feedback this week. So it was a jam-packed week over on the Patreon podcast feed. So you get all that exclusive content and more at robinswebsite.com/patron. Of course, make sure you subscribe to all of our podcast feeds at robinswebsite.com/subscribe. And tomorrow morning, Taryn is going to be back. It'll be a Puya Friday, and Taryn will find out what Cam is thinking for his nominations.
Should be informative.
Okay. Be sure to check that out live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube so you know whenever we've got some live shows coming your way. Okay. Mari, what else is going on for you?
I was just recently over on the Reality Kingdom with Lee and Pharaoh talking a little bit of Big Brother. It was really fun stopping off over there with them. So you can go check that out by going to YouTube and the Reality Kingdom. Also, just, chilling. Wrestling is on hiatus. Mm-hmm. So you can just follow me at Mari Talks Too Much on Twitter. And anything else I'm doing, I'll post there. So
okay. All right. Well, great work tonight here with us on the recap, Mari. Kirsten, what's coming up for you?
I obviously check out Mess Magnets, as I already said, and then follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, all of it. Thank you. Smooches.
Smooches. Yes. Okay. All right, Kirsten, great job tonight, and hope that this HOH is going to be okay for you.
I pray.
Okay. And then Taryn, what else is coming up for you?
Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where we go bam.
Bam!
Okay.
They go bam, but no ha-has.
Yes.
Okay. It's like a video game character.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Taryn, hope that these Big Brother contestants get to their business early tonight and give you a chance to recuperate for the live feed update on Friday. Thank you all so much for joining us here tonight for a lively recap from Thursday night's eviction. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.